Donald.
AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. We're just a day away from the first of three presidential debates. Tomorrow night at this time, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be facing off at Hofstra University in New York. But don't look for Jennifer Flowers in the audience. Our Tim McGuire reports.
Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday Trump's tweet that he would invite Flowers follows word of a Clinton invitation to Trump critic Mark Cuban.
Hillary Clinton apparently thinks this is an episode of Shark Tank, but this is America.
Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook tells ABC's This Week Trump's tweet seems to have been an effort to distract the public.
He's very experienced at providing television entertainment. The presidency is not about entertainment.
Flowers claimed that she had a lengthy affair with Bill Clinton when he was governor of Arkansas. I'm Tim McGuire.
Several thousand residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, have left their homes. Floodwaters are beginning to spill out of the rising Cedar River. Schools are canceled for the next 3 days, says Ryan Slater, a spokesman for Linn County.
The majority of the Linn County schools are going to be out of harm's way, but for the children to get access to the schools and to the roads, that would be more difficult.
The Cedar River is expected to crest on Tuesday. The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, has lifted the curfew on the city after days of protests over the killing of a black man by police. There have been protests every day since Tuesday when 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was fatally shot. Jury selection gets underway tomorrow in the federal death penalty trial for Dylan Roof, the white man charged with gunning down nine black parishioners at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston last year. Jean Shepherd has died. The Grand Lady of the Grand Old Opry was 82 years old. She joined the cast of the Grand Old Opry in 1955. This is AP Radio News. LSU coach Les Miles is out of a job. He was sacked after Friday's loss to Auburn. An overnight boating accident has ended the life of Florida Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, just 24 years old.
The 24-year-old rookie of the year and two-time All-Star who fled Cuba in a boat as a teenager with his family was one of three people who died when the 33-foot boat they were on hit a jetty off Miami Beach. A U.S. Coast Guard patrol found the wreckage and bodies about 3:30 in the morning.
Alcohol, as of right now, was not involved, or no other illicit drugs were found on the vessel.
Fernandez had a career-best 16 wins this season and was scheduled to pitch on Monday. Sunday's game against the Atlanta Braves was canceled. Wayne Rustin, Miami.
In Atlanta, Rory McIlroy holed two shots on the 16th hole at East Lake to win the FedEx Championship. He broke a three-man playoff. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.